Okay, how do these buttons work again?
It's a new day, retraining required.
You just kind of sit here and go, okay, let's see. I'm sitting down and go, what do I do? That. Okay, yeah.
It all comes back to you.
You know, it takes a little bit, but here we are.
Hey, what's our temperature?
Our temperature is a startling 41 degrees right now.
Balmy.
And the weather was brought to you by Bronson, rated best in Michigan for neurosurgery by HealthGrades. Learn more at BronsonNeuroscienceCenter.com.
You know, if I hadn't heard the weather just a little bit ago, I would have said, Dan, that temperature there is brought to you by.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, I'd sponsor that temperature.
You know, I at this time of year, I would sponsor that temperature all day long.
After we've gone nearly, a month with... without going above freezing?
I don't know. I was starting to take it personally because it was 2 days after I got here, and then it's like, you know, what am I, the Ice King or
something?
It's
like, this weather's for you, Jeremy.
Of course.
We were beginning to wonder about you, Jeremy.
It's like, welcome back to Michigan.
We had great weather until...
So, in case you're wondering, my name is Jeremy Lawrence, and yes, I am not responsible for the cold temperatures that we had before. I think the 41 degrees shows that I have no control whatsoever.
I don't care. I still blame you.
That's okay. You blame me for a lot of things, and we haven't known each other that well.
Roger blames me for things, too, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we always blame you for things. Yeah. Producing the show.
It's in your job description.
Yeah,
scapegoat.
I'll have to remember to put that in there on my resume.
Yeah. Experienced scapegoat.
You know, when you signed the contract, that was in there in the fine print.
Yeah.
I saw that. But
we'll be abused by afternoon hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have read that closer.
See, they told me about that coming in. So, you know, that's one of those nice advantages. It's like, okay, you can abuse the people in the producer's chair. So
right.
There you go. You
know. Yeah. And blame them.
And blame them for
everything.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Okay.
We take the credit and we blame you.
I'm cool with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So, in other words, the cold temperatures were his fault.
Yeah.
But 41 degrees are brought to you by Jeremy and Roger.
Right.
Okay.
Gosh dang it.
And the snowstorms next week, back to you.
All right.
There you go.
Woo!
Okay. No, see,
take the hit.
That's the thing, though. Next week is Christmas, and, you know, people with snow.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, they kind of like that. So, except for the 25th, when it's brought to you by us again.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And then after that, brought to you by me.
Of course. Yeah. See, that's how it works.
But, you know, you pointed out yesterday, asking for a week or more, Bob Larson, every afternoon, we're going to have a white Christmas.
You know, there's people in the audience, though, that are sitting there on the edge of their seat going, are we? Are we? Are we?
I'm one of them.
You know, it just seems kind of, you know, particularly when you're in an area that can get snow like this, it seems sort of sacrilegious when you don't have it on Christmas. Like
yeah.
That.
And, yeah, we just didn't have snow on the ground on Christmas Day a couple years ago. I got my video camera out and documented it.
Back about 10 years ago on Christmas Day, I took my dogs for a walk along the shore of Lake Michigan. It was in the 50s. The sun was out, and I actually got sunburned on half my face on Christmas Day in Michigan.
Well, I was 15 years old. I should remember that then.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about it is, for me, I always have to watch on particularly sunny days, no matter what time of year. I got to put hats on.
Why is that, Jeremy?
Well, you can see the glare from the top of my head. You know how bad it is. See, the sad thing is listeners can't check me out on the web yet. We don't have my picture up there.
Right.
And that might be a good thing because more people would go to the web without it there than with it.
Yeah, they'd be flocking there right now.
Scare people off. You know, well, they should be flocking there because my picture's not there yet.
Yes.
So, you know, they don't have any clue. What does this guy look like? It's okay. You don't have to know.
I got my hair cut the other day, and the woman who cuts my hair held up a mirror, and my God, there's a bald spot.
You didn't know that?
I got a real Friar Tuck thing going here.
Okay, so no brown robes for you.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I still got a full head of hair.
Yeah, wait till you get old.
Yeah, and then I'll be able to, you know, see a spot probably right here on the top of my head.
How much hair does your dad have?
He still has this full head of hair, too.
How about your grandparents?
My grandpa still had most of his hair, and my grandma has all of hers as well.
Oh, well, then maybe you'll keep it.
It's entirely possible.
You look at the grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, I got a cousin of mine who's like 30 years old who's already losing his hair like right in the front.
Well, that you're going to get older.
Yeah, the receding hairline.
Yeah, he's getting a receding hairline.
You ain't going to look like you're a teenager forever, young man.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, you look younger than you are anyway.
Yes, a lot of people tell me that, which is a good thing.
If you walked into a bar I was working in, I'd demand ID.
Oh, and I'd have it ready.
Yeah. No, you don't look
this sounds
25.
Like a man that gets carded a lot. So, yeah. You know,
it's funny, I don't.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I wonder why.
We'll have to think about that.
So I got to say, before we dig into the topics of the day, and we've got several.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about everything from tar balls to the bridge card to we're going to see if we can tuck in a little Duck Dynasty as well. So all of that is on the hit parade today. But I have to say this, and, you know, I got to say that my non-existent hat that I'm currently not wearing,
mm-hmm.
I have to take it off and hand it to the people at the Secretary of State's office. We went to the one in Portage today.
Okay.
Had to do that, what they call the Welcome to Michigan trip, where you get everything taken care of, license, plates, registration, title, the works. I just want to say a big hats off to them. They were very friendly, helpful. We were in and out pretty quickly.
Good.
I got to just say thank you for that because, you know, I've been through that sort of thing when I've gone to several states, and sometimes it's a two-hour wait to get it done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't there. So I got to just say good experience and acknowledge something that was good.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Life is more than just complaining.
Of course.
Sometimes it is tipping that non-existent hat.
Sure, sure.
And, yeah, now, if they did a good job.
Now, based on that, I'd also like to complain now about you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Join the crowd. There's a long list.
There's listeners out there going, preach it, Jeremy, preach it.
My wife is probably one of them.
I'll have to have a discussion with her sometime.
Not probably. likely.
But one thing we wanted to talk about, because this has made the news today, Governor Rick Snyder has signed the bill that bans the bridge card cash withdrawals to take place in strip clubs and liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this was legislation that was passed recently, and the governor went ahead and signed off on that. It was six bills. Requiring ATM owners to work with the Michigan Department of Human Services to ensure welfare recipients can't withdraw cash from those particular locations.
Now, how does that work? Meijer, for instance, sells mm-hmm. liquor. Will they be able to use their bridge card in Meijer? I mean, the bulk of their business is grocery.
Well, sure.
And the rest of the stuff they sell.
They have wine and beer and whatever else there, but it's not their main product.
Yeah.
That I don't know about.
I asked that question.
I would assume they could go to Meijer.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows it is kind of a grocery and big box discount store.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, all grocery stores sell beer and wine,
mm-hmm.
And a great deal of them sell liquor.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I ask is that in some neighborhoods, in some cities, the liquor store is the only grocery store available.
Mm-hmm.
There are food deserts. We had one in Kalamazoo until I don't know the name of the market there on North Park Street.
Oh, yeah, I know what place you're talking about. I just can't think the name of it either.
Until that opened, mm-hmm. But until that store opened, the nearest grocery store was the Meijer out here in the suburbs,
mm-hmm.
the Meijer way out in the suburbs on the other side of town, and I guess the Harding's south of downtown, but there was no grocery store in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
the only concern I have about this. But
well, and you know,
strip clubs, how come we ever allowed money to be taken on bridge cards and strip cards,
mm-hmm,
strip clubs?
Or strip why cards, did it, as the case may
yeah,
be.
Yeah, why did it wait till now?
The name of the store was the Park Street Market.
Okay, there
thank
you.
You.
All right. See, that's why we have him around to
yeah.
research things. So
yeah.
We'll give you just a tad bit of credit today because we're feeling benevolent.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, calm down.
Oh, don't worry.
See, he's got a big smile.
I'm
going
to keep the smile on my face because I like to smile.
Don't let it go to your head.
That's okay. We'll blame you for something here in a few minutes anyway. So, no, but I can see where you're coming from on that. At the same time, and maybe it's just down to individual neighborhoods and individual situations, but this is for basically to pull out some cash off of the ATM. You put it in, you use it, that kind of thing. There might be a convenience store in some of these places.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you could make that argument. But I hear what you're saying at the same time, because if you need access to cash, you don't have it, the only thing you got is the liquor store on the corner, I can understand it.
Yeah. Now, not allowing liquor to be purchased with the card, controlling what could be done with it in a liquor store, I got no problem with. Mm-hmm. Something we haven't mentioned, we darn well better not be able to use bridge cards in casinos.
Well, I guess that was something that was a part of it as well. They said horse racing tracks were on the list.
Yeah, it's another place you ought not be using your bridge card.
So I'm just reading the article here that this was on MLive, actually, where they've got the article. But they were talking about one place, and I can't find it here in the article, but one place where – ah, here it is. Said that – was it last year – welfare recipients used benefits to get $87,000 from ATMs at Motor City Casino.
Yeah.
Or actually, last year they passed a bill to ban that. It was between July 2009 and July 2010.
So I see a problem with that.
That was addressed there. And that makes some perfect sense.
Yeah. Now, $87,000, well, to me, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But in the grand scheme of things, $87,000 really isn't a significant loss as a percentage to taxpayers. But there's principal.
Well, and a lot of it depends on just how many bridge cards are out there. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is. But still, I think that makes sense that if you're going to give somebody some money and some help there in terms of, you know, we're helping you out with food, you at least ought to expect that they're going to spend it on food or something that they really need that they wouldn't be able to otherwise get. So I think the expectation is a good thing.
Yeah.
I do wonder, though, because there's another part of me, and I'm a little mixed on it, because at the same time you kind of think, don't you want people to take responsibility to be able to say, all right, we're giving you a little something here. You got a family to take care of. And when what's on this card is done, it's done. You know, don't you want to take a little responsibility to say, all right, well, I just shouldn't by principle go out and gamble it and go out and spend it on strip clubs and that sort of thing.
There's people who need our help when it comes to making judgment calls like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're spending their own money, they ought to be on their own.
Sure.
I think I haven't been in one in 40 years, but I think strip clubs are okay if that's your thing. But I don't think tax dollars ought to be used there. Mm-hmm. And banning the bridge card from that and from buying liquor, even in a grocery store, I think there ought to be some controls that you're not using your bridge card in a grocery store to buy beer and liquor.
Well, and you can see how they could put that in there now in terms of, you know, the technology's there for it to go through the bill and go, okay, you're buying this, this, and this. All right. Can't buy it on these three things. You're going to have your own money for that.
Yeah.
You know. And you can see how that could be done very easily, actually, in this day and age.
Yeah. But I don't see a liberal conservative split on this.
Mm-hmm.
The program is meant to support families and make sure families meet their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And strip clubs and not a need for a family.
Certainly not.
Liquor, not a need for a family. And there's some people that we may need to remind gently on occasion that, no, you don't need that for your family.
You might feel like you had a rough day and need a beer, but that's your own concern.
Yeah.
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 So
that's not a taxpayer issue.
Certainly. You know what? Andy's joining us on the line from Kalamazoo. Andy, welcome to the show. What's your take on it?
Hey, how you doing? First of all, I got to get the Roger. Remember, I just got to get the image of Roger walking into a strip club out of my head.
Well, not as a performer, Andy.
Oh, I see. Okay. I got it.
So Andy might give you a dollar to go away. And yeah.
I'll stick a dollar in your pants if you'll leave them on.
Right. Hey, maybe I'm just being a little short-sighted on this one, but I'm not terribly sure if you have a bridge card. With everybody that accepts bridge cards these days, why would you actually need cash off from that card?
No, there's another.
You know, that's another view.
Yeah. I've had no experience with the bridge card.
I haven't either.
So I don't know why you would need cash from a bridge card. There must be a reason, or I'd hope we wouldn't do it. Maybe somebody who has actually used a bridge card, or maybe we could call the organization that helps families now. Used to be called welfare. What do we call the state?
Like the Department of Human Services. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe we could contact them and find out.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, that's
a
good question, Andy.
All right, well, you guys have a good day. Thanks a lot, guys.
Right, you bet.
Andy, and I specifically want to thank you as well for that picture that I have etched in my memory now of Roger in a strip club. I'm going to have nightmares now.
You know, now that I got my new metal spine, I can really move things.
We need to come up with a stage name for him.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, boy. There's no beginning to my enthusiasm for that idea right now, I'll tell you.
Have a good one, Andy.
Thanks, Andy. Guys. We'll see you.
But that's a reasonable question. What your stage name would be? Well, that too. why you would need to get cash off a bridge card?
You know, not a bad question. We'll have to figure out the answer to that one. Tell you what, though, right now we'll head to a break and
perhaps so you could go to farmers markets.
Could be.
Yeah.
Or the occasional convenience store that doesn't accept it for whatever reason. So who knows?
Michael will find out for us.
All right. If he doesn't, we'll blame him.
Yeah.
All right. The show continues. Keep it here. I was a little frightened, Roger. Your button was almost not working over here.
Why?
I just kept trying to press. It wouldn't work.
Oh.
Trying to keep him silent?
Like, oh, darn.
I was too busy playing air guitar over here.
That was
good bumper music.
I know what you mean. Since Andy brought it up, you're sitting here thinking about stage names
and
this next part of your career.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I read someplace, I can't remember how you got your first name of the stripper name, but the second name was the street you lived on as a child.
Uh-huh.
And if I could remember how you came up with your first name, but my last name as a stripper would be Winton.
Okay.
That's the street I grew up in Millwood. But I can't remember what my first name would be as a stripper. It has to be something good.
Yeah. I still don't know. I still don't even think I want to know at this point.
I got to think there. Never mind.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I'll tell you what, Roger. Coming up a little later in the program, we're going to take a little time to give away some movie tickets because we're one to do that.
What are we going to give away tickets to?
There's a little movie coming out called American Hustle.
Hey, I've seen TV ads, a trailer for that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in that? Do you know?
Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Adams is in it as well. Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro. Boy, there's some good names in there, definitely.
De Niro is in it.
De Niro is in it. It looks like he's in a supporting role, which is unusual for him.
Yeah.
But But they're all in that Bradley Cooper. Not familiar with Bradley Cooper, but that's
no.
It's just I haven't been to a movie in a while. So
when you're got a name like De Niro, you can take supporting roles if they're juicy.
Sure.
He doesn't have anything to prove to anybody anymore.
So I guess in a little while we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to that. So we'll we'll get that all figured out when and all that stuff, and let you be a part of it as well. It's not right now. So in case you're sitting here thinking, oh, I got a call. Not now.
We don't even know how we're going to give them away yet.
Just that we are.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
Before the show ends, unless we just absolutely forget. And
that's happened before.
It's happened before. But no, I don't think we're going to do that today. We've promised it now. So callers are going to say, hey, when you give them the tickets away.
Well, now Michael will remind us.
Of course.
Of course, if we
don't do it, we can blame him. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be blamed. I don't want to be blamed for something else.
CBS News coming up. Keep it here. Roger, stop stripping. We don't need to see that.
I'm practicing.
Not here. This isn't the right place.
Oh.
There's no pole in the studio either. And we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah.
I just want to say that.
I'm not a pole dancer.
Good to know.
So, you know, he's figuring all this out. It only took like 20 minutes for him to get this far and get to the point where he's practicing. So, for listeners, I just want to apologize for that mental picture.
And by the way, somebody called in and suggested that your first name comes from your first pet. And so my stripper name will be Tico Winton.
What a name.
Yeah, Tico Winton.
Okay. Well, now that we're all trying to really forget that name, let's head on over to the rather persistent Tim. Tim, you're with us. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here. Well, we're here and we're listening to you. Go ahead.
Hey, before I get to that bridge card comment, I'm just wondering if those ATMs and the strip clubs dispense $1 bills.
You know, it's funny because I kind of wondered that myself.
Yeah. I guess if I was working on the stage, I wouldn't want ones. Fives are better, but
20s?
Yeah.
Most ATMs are all about 20s, but, I can't imagine.
Yeah, usually.
But
anyway,
go right ahead. Your bridge card.
The bridge card. Why you would want cash.
Yes.
Okay. Now, a bridge card is a prepaid Visa. Mm-hmm. That's all it is, a prepaid debit card. And a lot of the merchants won't accept that for purchases under $5.
Okay.
So if I wanted to drop in and just get a quart of milk, I'd need cash.
Yep,
there you go.
Or if I wanted to buy some gum, or maybe I needed some postage stamps for my resume, or some bus tokens.
Nope, that's
perfect. And then, of course, there's also that guy in the corner who won't take anything but cash for crack cocaine.
Well, yeah, yeah.
We got him too, you know.
Yeah, they don't take credit cards for that.
No,
I understand.
Not.
So there you have it. It's a debit card.
Yeah,
okay.
And you can understand why the merchants don't want to do that. If you have too many low, I had a store, and if you have too many low dollar transactions, you get penalized by your credit card company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
Yeah, so that makes sense both from the user of the bridge card and the store owner why they would limit that. Thanks, Tim.
But somebody's going to get really innovative and get one of those little portable credit card debit machines for the street corner guy.
Yeah, that attaches to your cell phone.
You know, I kind of wonder if you won't have strippers going that way, in a little attachment to the...
there in her G-string.
Yeah,
she's got
the
cell phone with a credit card reader on it.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get one
just
of those. Because the women will be lined up for
I'm getting a lot of bad images right now.
You and the rest of the listeners.
Guys. See you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. Man.
We're going to have to go take a number to stick. Never mind.
Oh, gosh. There's just, and you know, there's no recovery from this particular conversation right now.
You only, did you think I was a class act?
Do I have to answer that question?
Well, if you did, perhaps I've removed the doubt at this point. Speaking of removing doubt, let's find out about the weather.
You know, I couldn't be happier that Bob Larson has called in right now.
Change the subject.
But I know, Bob, what was your first pet's name?
First pet's name? Oh, I couldn't tell you the very first one. I believe Charlie.
And what street did you grow up on?
Hower, H-O-W-E-R. Who's this?
Charlie Hower is your stripper name, and that doesn't do anything.
That sounds more like your accountant name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlie Hower. Probably not going to garner much business in that field. No.
Not the business that Tico Winton would have.
No.
Well, Bob, you've been missing out on a rather interesting conversation.
Sure, so I can tell.
I really don't want to tell you about it because, I mean, the mental pictures that will scar you with just...
you'll be scarred for life.
I really don't want to burden you with that. So.
It's warm, Bob.
It has warmed up. It has warmed up. We made it to 40. How about that?
41 here.
Yeah, well, and actually at the airport it's 42, so we've cracked the 40-degree barrier.
Ooh.
For the first time since 2 weeks ago today when... it was actually above 50. I don't know if you remember that or not, but on Thursday, December 5th, heck, it was almost 60. 58 was the high on December 5th. And that's the last time we're even above 40 prior to today. So it has gone above 40. The average high, we tend to forget what the average is. It's been so long since we've been at average. But the average high today is 34, so clearly above average for a change.
Boy, being above average in this case is rather nice.
It certainly is.
How long is it going to remain above average, Bob?
Well, it's going to stay above average for another probably day or two, but I think we've actually reached our peak at above average today. So tomorrow it's more like mid and upper 30s as opposed to lower 40s, but at least it'll be slightly above average, and it won't be until Sunday night before it starts to turn noticeably colder again, and that'll take us right through Christmas.
How much colder, Bob?
Well, the cold won't be anything unlike we have seen before. I don't think it'll be quite as cold as we've seen the past few days. It'll be on par with that. I mean, I think we're going back to highs in the 20s and lows in the teens, similar to where we've been the past few days. And there will be some lake effect snow to go along with that in the Sunday night, Monday night time frame. So whatever snow we melt off, whatever snow washes away with the upcoming rain that is coming, we will replenish some of that Sunday night through Monday night, and it will stay on the ground for Christmas.
Okay, so Bob, weather in a word. What's the word today?
The word is murky, because it's going to stay cloudy, gray, and we're going to throw in some rain, drizzle, and fog to go along with that. So it's going to be kind of a murky look, the atmosphere here over the next couple of days.
So should we start talking in British accents then?
Yeah, I think so. I would think so. The rain has yet to begin, but you can see we've got the cloud cover, and that cloud cover is starting to thicken up now, and it's just a matter of, we're not talking about heavy rain, but there'll be some light rain, misty drizzle at times. That would be a good name for it. Never mind, I changed the subject. I just reverted back there.
Misty drizzle.
Yeah, keep that in mind for another show. Yeah,
Bob, you were supposed to change the subject.
Yeah, I got pulled back in. But we are looking at some light rain and drizzle tonight and tomorrow, and some fog to go along with that. We'll stay above freezing tonight, probably stays in the 30s above freezing tomorrow. A second storm brings us more substantial rain later Saturday and Saturday night. Now, I do have a couple of concerns. Concern number one, in between the two systems, it will stay cloudy and damp tomorrow night, and it'll be a little bit colder. We drop to 28 tomorrow night. It's not out of the question there's a little drizzle tomorrow night, and if we end up getting drizzle with the low of 28, that would translate into freezing drizzle. So I'd be a little concerned about that Friday night, the first thing Saturday morning. Secondly, with that second storm that brings more significant rain Saturday night, it's going to be very close to 32. Right now, 33 or 34 for a low Saturday night. That's very close to the freezing mark. I'd be a little concerned about perhaps even a little bit of icing then, especially north of Kalamazoo. So those are my concerns before we get back to the colder weather and the lake effect snow showers for Sunday night, Monday, and Monday night.
Okay, so can we peek ahead to next Wednesday? Kind of take a look at things and go, okay, will it be white?
Well, Christmas Day, it is going to be white because even though we're going to get this snow to turn slushy and lose a lot of it here over the next 48 hours, we'll replenish it with at least a couple of inches in the Monday night, Sunday night through Monday night time frame. And then it stays cold, but predominantly dry during the day Tuesday, Christmas Eve. Christmas Day itself, cold, maybe some snow showers again. We'll still be below freezing.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather. Bob, appreciate you taking the time to try and steer us back to at least some sort of a constructive topic.
Yeah. Although I had a little lapse there, yeah.
From now on, you'll always be Misty Drizzle to us.
There you go.
Have a good one, Bob.
You too.
All right. Bob Larson bringing us the weather and computer bringing us the break at this point. It's probably just as well. I'm not sure where we'd go from here. So.
Misty Drizzle. I like that.
I'm never going to forget this day.
The show continues. Going to be talking Duck Dynasty in just a minute. And as the show continues, Jeremy Lawrence here with you along with Roger Taylor. I won't tell you what his other name is.
I will.
Oh, boy.
And Michael, the Wonder Producer, back in the seat again today. The man we blame for everything.
Yes.
So, in fact, I think probably by the end of the show, I'll be blaming him for the direction the show has taken
today. Well, and
so,
it's a free service we offer to the community because you, too, can blame Michael for things.
Of course.
He's available.
he's available for parties. He does weddings and bar mitzvahs, you know. Yeah. So for whatever, you know, if your cake falls over at the wedding.
He's there for you.
Yeah,
you
just
Michael,
turn to me.
It's your fault. Yeah.
See, he had a look on his face just a second ago that was like, no, let's not really do that.
Well, and his home phone is.
I'm not going to be giving that one out.
No. Roger will, but you know.
Yeah, I'll take care of that for you, my
friend.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the stories that, I mean, this is a big thing today that's out everywhere. Phil Robertson, who's, I guess he's sort of the patriarch on Duck Dynasty. I have to admit to have not watched any more than maybe a minute of the show.
Really?
I'm not one of those people that's into it. But there's an awful lot of people that like it. I've got relatives that sit down and watch it every single week.
Oh.
So, you know, and enjoyable program, apparently.
I thought he was part of ZZ Top at first.
But, you know, given the length of the beard, I could see how you might make that mistake. Yeah. Nevertheless, he made some comments in an interview that he did with GQ and talked about his personal beliefs and talked about homosexuality and his preference for heterosexuality and got himself into some trouble over what he had to say. Not going to necessarily share his comments at this point. We'll let you look them up online if you like that. I mean, as far as that goes, you can look it up pretty much anywhere. Google Phil Robertson today, and it's number one on Google right now, what he's talked about.
Time magazine refers to his comments as being crass and juvenile language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we can't use some of the language that he did. You'll have to read it someplace.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, the interesting thing about it, though, is he's expressing his viewpoints, and he has made no apology at all for being a man who follows what the Bible says and what the scriptures say and that kind of thing. And his opinions come straight from that, and his opinions are informed by his faith. And so in the midst of all that, he's basically taking the angle that the Bible does on homosexuality, that his interpretation of it anyway. From that angle, A&E has acted on this and said he is suspended from any further filming at this point indefinitely. And, of course, there's a lot of people that are coming out and saying that, you know, he should be fired, he should be this and that and the other. And it was interesting, in the midst of doing some research on this, Time magazine, they actually had someone that wrote a piece on this. Looks like it's Brandon Ambrosino who did the piece talking about this. And the one thing that he mentioned is he kind of hearkened back to when the chef, the female, the Southern, I can't think of her name.
Oh, Paula Deen.
Paula Deen, thank you. Back when she had her problems, when she got in trouble, and of course Food Network basically fired her.
Mm-hmm.
And he made note of something that Bill Maher said, saying, why is it we have to make people go away when they say something we don't like? And it seems like in this case, you know, there's an awful lot of people that will agree with what Mr. Robertson had to say. At the same time, there's people that will disagree with it.
Yeah.
But I think to a certain degree, when it comes to things like this, it's not time to just make people go away for saying things we don't like.
Right.
It's an opportunity to discuss things and have a little debate on the issues and see if we can't exchange ideas about it.
Rights are not something that you vote on.
Mm-hmm.
That rights are something that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the right to free speech in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that years ago, before you came to town, the Ku Klux Klan wanted to come to Kalamazoo and mm-hmm. make their case. I think the Ku Klux Klan is a reprehensible organization.
Mm-hmm. But many people do.
I think they have the right to state publicly what they think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think people have the right to boycott that show if they don't like what's being said on it.
Sure.
I think they have the right to boycott a network that puts a show on mm-hmm. that they vehemently disagree with. I think that's covered under free speech, too.
Sure. Well, and that's the free market taking care of itself, because if there's something that is absolutely reprehensible, you don't want to see it, you don't want to take part in it, you don't, and eventually, if enough people feel that way, it becomes unpopular.
Yeah.
And it goes away.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's just business. That's the way things work.
Yeah.
If enough people don't want something, it's not going to be around.
Now, as for some of his comments that it's unnatural,
mm-hmm.
There are 254 different species of life on this planet that have homosexual relationships within that species.
Okay.
And when you see something that common in nature, it's hard to argue that it's not natural anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In the Detroit Zoo, they have a pair of gay penguins who every year steal an egg from one of the other female penguins,
mm-hmm.
and they raise the egg very successfully. They're very successful parents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to argue that he's right when he says homosexual relationships are unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
When there's 254 different species of animal where it's seen, argue that that's nature.
And you can make that argument. You can also say, well, aren't humans a higher form rather than just an animal? And that could be made that way as well. I mean, I'm not going to debate with you on it one way or another, because I think the bottom line of this whole thing, if you look down at the crux of it all, and it's really at the center of a lot of things like this, you know, from when Paula Deen made her comments and any other comments that have been made over the course of time, people seem to think that in this country they have a right not to be offended by
right.
things. And guess what? If you're living and breathing, you're going to be offended by something. And I've been offended by plenty of things in my time. But you know what? Usually I'll speak up and say something about it, but I will stand up for the right of that person to say what they believe, because it's America and they have the right to say it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing things you don't like is part of having the right of free speech.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It comes with the territory. The only way you cannot hear things that offend you is if you take the right to free speech away.
Now, it's interesting this comes up because I saw a story the other day, Reddit, social media website.
Uh-huh.
I don't spend a great deal of time there myself, but they actually outlawed climate change deniers.
Yeah.
And that bothered me a little bit because I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. That's another side of the debate. It's a different viewpoint on it. Why not let them be part of the debate and let's talk about this openly instead of just saying, all right, one viewpoint, that's bad, so we're not going to hear anybody that has that viewpoint.
And, yeah, I think you are allowed to utter stupid things under free speech. There's no guarantee that everything you hear is going to be intelligent comment on the world. I know the St. Louis newspaper, St. Louis Dispatch, whatever.
Whatever it is, yeah.
They're having that same debate, whether or not climate deniers should have the ability to argue that it's not happening. Mm-hmm. And I defend their right to be wrong.
Well, you're making your opinion well known, and it's quite frankly another debate for another day in terms of that. But the bottom line is to be able to say what you believe,
yeah,
and be able to, you know, let's have an open debate about some things. Let's talk about things and be informed on it instead of just saying this is the right way, that's the wrong way, and because you're wrong, you're not allowed.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan, mm-hmm. and I defend their right to have free speech.
Now, I'll say this, getting back to, you know, Duck Dynasty and that kind of thing. If A&E takes it off of their network, and they may very well in this case, I don't know. If they take it off of their network, somebody else will pick it up. You know that. Because I think the bottom line is, we all know Duck Dynasty, I mean, this is huge. Go anywhere. I mean, they're doing like, you know, Chia Uncle Cy now, where you can grow his beard out.
Really?
You know, you can do Chia Pets or whatever. So it's kind of interesting. But
have you ever seen the show, Michael?
No, I have not. I've heard about it, but I have not watched it.
Would you look it up and tell me? I got to see it now. I need to know when it's on.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Okay, CBS News coming up. We'll continue the discussion. Keep it here.
The Trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.